Young Bopper Bop type music.
Do you ever play Guy Lombardo?
Well, I tell you what, you really want that?
Frank Sinatra, I love that new song by him.
I tell you what, I'll trade you. You do the weather, and I'll do Lombardo for you, okay?
Would you please?
Okay, you do the weather, and I'll go way back in the files. I am way back here now.
All right, the high today is 80 degrees. The low tonight, 63, cold, degrees. High tomorrow, 80, the same as today. How boring.
And right now it's 60 at the beach, 61 in Orange County. In the valley it's 62, Hollywood 64 degrees. Okay, you did it, so... Yeah, this is old, listen to that. Needle picked up some stuff.
Beautiful.
Fashion report on what you have on today. What do you have on?
I'm wearing a long crepe gown with a little bit of stain under the arms because it's so old, but I still wear it anyway.
Looks like little chalk marks under your arm.
And I'm wearing some shoulder pads that Joan Crawford gave to me.
625.
And my hair has some clips that Claude Rains put back.
It is 5 minutes until 8 o'clock. Gronin Barrett, concrete hair, just came in her Merce. Is that leased or have you paid for that?
Well, it's leased, but maybe I can buy it if I get another marriage on the way.
You know whose birthday it is today?
Yes, I do.
Little Jimmy Walker, comedian who plays now at the Comedy Store of Good Times, 15 years old.
You are a dynamite!
Was that him? It sounded like him.
Who knows?
Carly Simon is 36 today, too.
I heard 35, but go ahead.
Oh, you know, I like to. Anyway,
yes,
first of all, I want to say that this is a very interesting item. Lucy Arnaz and her actor boyfriend are planning to star in a TV movie called The Mating Season. But apparently Lucy took the part to heart as she is expecting her first child soon. And the couple does plan to marry, however, very shortly. So bravo, Lucy. I'm glad to hear that.
Wow.
And rumor has it that Elizabeth Taylor will open her own chain of fat farms across the country and will keep Trim supervising them personally. The Liz Taylor Cleopatra Spas will have a slogan.
What is it?
My violet eyes are on your waistline. And finally, Muhammad Ali is now wearing a new mustache. And everyone is calling the champ Dark Gable.
How unfair is Randy?
Oh, no.
How about we watch the fight Sugar Ray Leonard?
Oh, stop it, Dark.
I think he's tough. He's real tough. It's Duran. I don't like the idea of having a champion drive around in a purple car.
Hey, Lee, how you doing? Talking about Bushes, must be good ratings on the radio station.
Well,
I noticed the boss just installed a new Bush in the men's room.
Good morning, this is Lee Marshall, KHJ Los Angeles News.
Crystal Organ is here. It's the Crystal Organ. You like the Crystal Organ?
It's beautiful.
It's the Crystal Organ. You can see the Crystal Organ in Garden Grove someday when it's on display. My Crystal Organ. This is Dr. Billy Frank. Put your hands on the radio and you will feel the radio. Look, Lee Marshall's fondling the radio. He's putting his hands on the radio like a fool. It's 8:26 and you know, I'm so tired of seeing those towel heads around Beverly Hills and those Rolls Royces. Bring me your money. I need some of that money. I want a Rolls Royce. I'll let you lease one for me. Then I'll say nice things about thee. Anyway, solar power. I've been listening to Jerry Brown, and here's the good news. Solar power will soon provide energy for homes, cars, and factories everywhere. The bad news, the Arabs now own the sun.
Phooey.
Later.
They don't enhance your conversation that much, but perhaps you might enjoy injecting a few of them.
You know, you almost tripped over your tongue. Do that one more time.
Well, it's a trick that I learned in voice school.
You know,
Claude Rains voice school.
Will Lee be touching on these facts?
Well, he might not, so I thought perhaps I should inject a few in case you want to have some good gambits of conversation today.
Wonderful.
Inject your way into a tizzy, my dear.
Oh, I love his vocabulary.
Isn't it wonderful?
Okay, did you know that all of the sweat glands of a hog are in its snout? No kidding, it's true.
How about that?
Aren't you glad you know that?
Wonderful.
Delighted. Good morning,
this is Chara.
Okay. Yeah, hold on a second. Okay. Chara, okay, hold on. I'll be right there, okay? Fine, fine. I know it's sunny. I'll do the weather for you now, okay? Okay. Edna Carnahan.
Yes, I can't wait to hear Charles. She is really insane.
She is totally out of her gourd, and we have the working lady of the day from our lovely lady from Buttocks Department Store.
Oh, thank you, you emotion dumpling. Well, her name is Kathleen Cook, and Kathleen works at the Ameren Incorporated in Monterey Park, and she'll receive a lovely, lovely box of candy.
That's great. And why don't you recognize your favorite working girl? Can I say how to do it?
Yes, please do.
Okay, what you do is put her name on a card, and where she's employed, get it to the D's show. Rick D's in the morning. That's D-E-E-S. And it's KHJ. Zip code in Hollywood is 90038. We
Let
have a working
honor
lady.
You.
Every day there's a working lady. We have a candy box going out for the whole office to enjoy. It's 19 till 9.
Blind Faith Computer Dating Service.
Charo.
Hello? It is Daddy here. Hello?
Charo.
Hey, how you doing, baby? I love KHJ. It is Daddy here.
Well, I'm glad you love KHJ. And what's going on? Are you out in the sun?
Yeah, I'm having a very good time. It's a lot of fun. I'm listening to you on the radio. And it is Daddy. Hey, I got a yoke for you. Can I?
A yoke, oh no.
Yeah, okay. How many light bulbs does it take to screw a Pollock in the wall? Huh? What do you think, huh? Coochie coochie. With a little coochie coochie too, okay, baby? What do you think, huh?
Yeah, never mind.
Hello?
629. Rick D's in the morning. Hello, Candy, again.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Lee Marshall for taking me on cruise night last night down Ventura Boulevard.
Van Nuys Boulevard is what that was.
Oh,
it must
was
have
it?
Been
Van
some
Nuys
other,
Boulevard.
Some other devilishly good-looking person, as I would across the street, quite honestly, to take you anywhere.
Now, listen to this.
I think it was Lee, because you had on, like, a Boy Scout uniform.
No, that wasn't
and
me.
And you had this, like, little Volkswagen, and you had a Rolls Royce front on,
no,
on
no.
it, which I thought was clever, but it didn't really look like a Rolls Royce, but it was nice
like
that you thought that it did look
yeah.
like a Rolls Royce. But it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm delighted you had a good time. Speed rap.
Yeah, we were speed rapping and really connecting, remember?
No, I wouldn't connect
he
with you for
remember.
All the...
He remembers. He does.
And then we went over to, I forget this little hamburger place, and you offered me a Perrier and soda water.
That's his new drink. That's really
I
nice.
Like that very much.
No, he
thank
remembers.
You, Lee.
He remembers, Candy. He just has that news image he has to protect.
Marvelous. I have some fabulous gossip about O.J. Simpson and Carrie Fisher coming up.
Can't wait for that. It's 7:20. Can we bring you up next?
Of course.
It is 7:24. Rick D's in the morning. And concrete hair with all the rumors. Ronan Barrett.
Yes, good morning. Well, I thought you'd like to know. O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, Marguerite, has put the squeeze on the juice for half of their $3 million property.
Oh.
Plus $600,000 to buy a new home.
Are you $600,000?
Can you believe that? I guess that's who O.J. is running from in that Hertz commercial. And let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Carrie Fisher going to strike back at the Empire by getting married to Paul Simon? Or would you get hitched to someone who knew 50 ways? This is Grownie and Barrett from Hollywood.
How are you, dear?
Yes, good morning. I'm fabulous. It's Friday. I always feel good. I thought you might like to have some conversation to use today.
Well, certainly. I see you have your video cassettes of 2020 and everything, so you've been doing your research.
Factual and factual.
All right. What do we have today that we don't need to know?
All right. Well, you don't need to know this, that on this very day in 1929, we had the first color TV demonstrated in New York. Aren't you glad you know that?
That's fabulous.
And on this day
Wait a minute, Willard.
Oh.
Hold on, Willard. She's on the air.
here, hold on. What? Go ahead, Armstrong.
Well, on this day in 1693, we had the first woman's magazine, The Lady's Mercury, which was printed in London. Aren't you glad you know that? Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah. I got somebody I was supposed to get on the phone, Michelle.
Oh.
Are you getting down? Is it down, Michelle, huh?
It's down.
Okay, baby. This is Willard Wiseman from Sleazy Valley. Is this Michelle?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
What?
Will you take off your shirt?
I'm not wearing a shirt.
What? Hey, did you hear about me body surfing at Santa Monica yesterday?
No.
Yeah. The girl said I'm going to have to start using my own body.
Oh, God.
Hey,
dirty.
Thank you.
Right. Now, if you'll look over here, you'll see what looks like a fog bank.
Yeah.
That's not even a savings and loan.
Oh, come on.
That's just a little Dr. Georgia. Mm. All right, here. Look here. This will be early morning fog.
Yep.
It's a little thick now, but it'll burn off, and we're going to have sunny skies.
I hope.
Say hello to my old pal, Lee Marshall.
There he is right here.
Here I am. Good morning. This is Lee Marshall, KH.
I've been wondering who was doing all these clowns, you know.
Somebody called. It's one of Darlene's family members and said she just sits there, and the food is great, and they have a wonderful time, but she just sits there a lot of times early and gets things clean as a whistle, which they always do at Jack in the Box. And we thought we'd have a little fun with Darlene this morning because she serves great food and has a smile on her face, but she gets a little bored sometimes, but not today.
Not today.
Darlene comes to our candid phone, I hope. Yes, good. Next. It's 11 till 9.
Look who's turning diet 7.
Candid phone is ringing.
Jack in the Box.
Yes. This is Jack in the Box?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is Dr. D's calling from the Burn Center.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what happened last night?
No, I didn't.
What's your name, please?
My name is Darlene.
Darlene, I'm calling from the Burn Center because somebody brought in your clown last night. And it looks like he's been the victim of somebody trying to blow him up.
No.
They said that Darlene did it. Is this Darlene?
Yeah, this is Darlene.
They said that you did it, Darlene.
No, I didn't. I didn't blow up anything last night.
Yeah, they said that you blew up the clown. This is the Burn Center calling. Do you know what? This clown has third-degree plastic burns.
Well, I didn't do it.
Yeah, they said that you did, Darlene, and we're trying to find out why you did this.
Well, I didn't do it. I didn't blow up anything last night.
Yes, you did, Darlene. Don't try to hide from it.
No, I'm not. I'm not hiding from anything because I didn't blow up anything.
You blew up the clown.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't do that.
Darlene, there's no reason to lie to me. I'm not with the police department.
No, I know that, but I didn't blow up anything.
Now, listen, Darlene, like I said, there's no reason to lie. We have plastic surgeons here, and I just need to know what type of explosive devices that you used and everything so we can do a better job of putting the clown back together again.
What in the hell are you talking about? I didn't do anything. I ain't blow up anything. I'm not going to talk about this anymore.
That's ridiculous. The theme is cooling the great presidential race.
Hey, that's great.
What is it?
Did you know if you drink too much, you and Lee being men, if you drink too much, you may develop breasts.
Oh, no.
That's the newest finding
Walter,
of the University of Pittsburgh. It says it's true. If you drink a lot, it increases the male estrogen, which produces breasts.
Is
only
this right,
in Pittsburgh, though? I
only in Pittsburgh, eh? That's funny.
That's funny.
Well, I'm going to be smelling your boy's breath.
If happens. You drink too... Now, let me run this
that's
by
right.
you one more time. Run this... Okay, so if you drink too much, it produces too much estrogen?
That's right. The alcohol increases the level of male estrogen.
And you start to develop breasts.
That's correct, Amanda.
Oh.
Something to think about, isn't it?
It was beautiful, really.
That is fabulous.
Gorilla art, you know. Really.
Rub the broken glass in their face and everything?
Yeah, on their face.
That's fabulous.
And, it's the new thing, you know.
Wow. I got the group that started that stuff. Started that stuff.
Who did?
I got the group coming up next, so be right. That's the one. Let me get that if you don't mind. Yellow.
Yes, this is Bronin Barrett. We have a conference call set up with famous blondes to wish none other than Blondie a happy birthday. Okay, Georgette from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, you're up first.
Hello, Debbie. I just wanted to say happy birthday from old Georgette. Guess what? I've got rabies.
Next.
Very wonderful. And next, Suzanne Summers, another famous blonde.
Oh, I can't! I can't! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Very well put and so thought out. And finally, perhaps the most famous blonde of all.
$79.95.
The open air market.
Almost 3 till 9. Is it ringing now? Good. Candid phone to Mr. Thomas. The Rose Bowl people. Okay, put on. Total put on now. Candid phone.
Mr. Thomas's office.
Can I speak to Mr. Thomas, please?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Mr. Zimbelli.
Yes, hold on, please.
Hello?
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
This is Mr. Dees with Mr. Zimbelli and the fireworks people?
Yes.
Listen, I got to call you. I had to call you early, too, to tell you we got a problem.
Uh-huh.
The fireworks aren't going to be here for tomorrow night.
Well, what?
Okay, let me explain. You know, we had them put together in Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
And the Mount St. Helens thing has caused a lot of problems. Let me come clean with you. We had some people that were... They had a party and they were drinking or something the other night, and they set off some of them by mistake, and so they were going to try to redo them and everything, and the fireworks weren't ready, and the Mount St. Helens thing, nothing. So, tell you what, is there any way we could do it like the 12th? I tell you, we can like cut the price in half and do the whole display like on the 12th of July.
How could you cancel American holiday? This is the most important event down. I can't believe this. Are you serious?
Well, yeah. What happened is that it just didn't come together. This has never happened, but it just didn't come together this time.
You're just calling me up the last minute and telling me I can't really believe this.
You know what I can do? And I was thinking about this. What do you think of this, Mr. Thomas? I can buy probably over $1,000 worth of sparklers, and we can hand them out to everybody as they come in, you see. And it can still be like the largest fireworks thing going on because we can turn out all the lights in the Rose Bowl and they can spin them around.
That's a very nice effect, but we can't do that. Can't we just Federal Express the other things out?
No, I see. I've checked into that. The people were drinking and they didn't do the things that I told them to. And
I'm really put in some position here. We've got the 4th going tomorrow, come explosive or no explosives, and something's going to explode. Now, we've just got to get something out here and fast. Now, let's get something going, and I want it today.
There's nothing I can do.
People of Pasadena, Southern California coming down here. We've even got people from Mount St. Helens coming to see if it looks like the same thing. Well, my lawyers will have something to do if that stuff is not here. That's what I have to say. What's your name again?
Dees. My name is Rick Dees. I do the morning show here at KHJ.
You son of a...
They were bad. Minute till 9 o'clock. Chiquita, I see you out there. What is it? Supposed to be Gronin Barrett. Where's Gronin? Oh, okay, Gronin. Hold on a second, okay?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I got that out of it, yeah.
Happy birthday, Lupe.
Oh, that's right. Your boyfriend Lupe is having it. I forgot. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Girlfriend. Lupe.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's right. Never mind. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Surprise my nerves. Excuse me. 8 till 10 and Ronan Barrett here. Quickly now, what is the gossip?
Yes, well, I thought you'd like to know I have a special report on celebrity trash. Can you believe that?
Ready.
That's right. Yours truly decided to dig through the chic Beverly Hills trash cans and see what sort of muck I could come up with. You won't believe what I found. First of all, I went over to Suzanne Summers' house and dug through her trash cans. I found some 20% off coupons for peroxide from Alpha Beta. Tell a friend. And I went over to my favorite Burt Reynolds house.
Oh.
And I found some old toupees, garter belts, and a nun's habit with wings in his trash can. Then I thought it'd be really fun to go over to Dinah Shore's house.
Tacky.
In her trash can, I found some empty oil of Olay bottles, some porcelana, and a ripped up picture of Sally Field with blackened out teeth and a mustache. How Trey Tacky. This is Groaning Bear from Hollywood.
And intentional pauses.
How long have you been wearing women's underwear?
Actually, for several years. I guess so, if you counted, it'd be about 14, 15 years.
You wear panties and everything?
Yes, I do. Different colors. Sometimes cotton. I don't care for polyester panties, though. They're very...
Women's stockings and everything?
Oh, yes. I enjoy them, and I feel it gives me a lot of confidence when I'm in concert.
That's enough. I can't take it.
It's a very liberating experience.
Look who's turning Diet 7-Up.
His big interview. Remember that one with Bo Derek? More on that.
Wow.
That's coming up next.
You and I know her as Bo, but to close friends, she's known simply as B. This is Rex Rona, and I'd like to let you hear an exclusive on-location interview with none other than Bo Derek.
Now, come on.
I'd like to, but unfortunately, husband John made me so nervous telling me how to thread the tape machine that I gave up and simply took notes instead.
What happened?
With Bo perched attentively on John's knee, the interview began. Far from the vapid, mindless beach bunny depicted in the gossip rags, Bo Derek appeared, in fact, to be a multifaceted intellectual.
How's that?
I could hardly get a word in edgewise as the sweet young thing discussed the relative merits of economic interventionism. Bo tends to dismiss the philosophy exemplified by John Kenneth Galbraith's Economics and the Public Purpose, emphasizing instead the idea of 18th century economist Adam Smith, that an invisible hand somehow creates collective benefits as individuals independently pursue their self-interests. Looking at Bo in her sheer white dress, I wondered where Adam Smith's invisible hand would be if he were here today. Conversation went on to cover trends in medicine, fiber optics, agriculture, and psychosurgery.
Get to the point, will you?
And to think that during some of Bo's previous television interviews, I could swear I saw John Derek's lips moving when she spoke. Bo Derek. Yes, behind those bright blue eyes is a remarkably incisive mind. In fact, shave her head and give her a geodesic dome, and we could just have another Buckminster Fuller on our hands, don't you think? Or don't you?
There's sunshine out there.
Good.
There's big
tub of chitlin. Remember, there's a tub of chitlin near you. And a winner will also receive 2 glorious weeks of harassment from their own local police department. And that's not all. You'll be rejected for the high-paying job of your choice. You'll get to pay $80,000 for a $12,000 home, and then you'll be thrown out before it's even paid off. And then you'll join the festivities of a genuine lynching.
Hey, would you go pick up some Pampers on the way home? We've run out.
Another fabulous fourth for the D's this year.
Del Taco.
Hi, Mom, it's Lee.
Lee.
How are you?
Lee?
We feel fine.
I feel like I know Lee.
Well, I tell you, everybody feels like they does. They do.
They does. I don't care.
What happened at the airport?
Oh, well, they stole my tape that I had you do for your grandmother, who's 89 years old.
No, they didn't. They couldn't have stolen that.
And you haven't written her a letter in 5 years, and this was the letter to make up for all of that time.
Well, don't tell people that. They'll think I'm a jerk. they kind of figured it, but don't tell them that, Mom.
And they stole my Hollywood magazine.
Oh, no.
And my Los Angeles magazine.
You mean the one that we bought you before you left?
Yes, all those good things.
Good gracious.
It was my fault for turning my back when I made a phone call. I left the little bag right there by the phone, and then I turned my back and it was gone.
Mom, I tell you what, I'm going to send you another tape today.
And another Hollywood magazine.
Another Hollywood magazine. In fact, probably somebody with the LA magazine people, they're listening now, they're getting a free plug. They'll send us a magazine to send to you, autographed by the editor of Los Angeles Mag.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful.
You know what I'm going to do also? I'm going to get Groaning Barrett to autograph a copy of her magazine and send it to you.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
And not to be confused with Rona Barrett. Now, this is Groaning Barrett.
I see.
I'm sorry you got ripped off, Mom. Did you file a report or anything?
Yes, I did, but I don't think there's much hope of finding anything like that.
Isn't it a great town? You get to the airport and people rip off a magazine?
Isn't that ridiculous? Well, it could have been my billfold, so I have a lot to be thankful for.
That's true, and thank you. So, hey, listen, tell Grandma that I'm going to definitely get that tape to her, okay?
That'll be wonderful.
How's the weather in North Carolina?
It's beautiful. It's about 99.
Is it?
Lots of nice cool air blowing, though.
Wow, we're going to have bad air today right here in the San Gabriel Valley. It's pretty bad.
Well, it certainly wasn't bad when I was there. It was beautiful and perfect.
Well, everybody in L.A. misses you, so hurry back, okay?
I miss everybody there, too.
She got a chance to talk to each one of them, too, by the way. It's 20 minutes after 9.
So it's our evening concert. Good night.
I discovered a way to relieve my...
Make it quick if you don't mind, Groening, please.
Wedding bells are ringing for Raquel Welch, age 39, known for her brilliant acting career in such films as Myra Breckinridge and 1 Million B.C.
Tacky.
That's right, Raquel Welch just got married to a French writer who's 33 in Baja. And yours truly was there with hidden microphones.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe I love you.
Oh, darling. Oh, how nice.
Stop it,
baby.
I like marriage.
Cut them off.
KHJ.
And now here he is. Strong enough to bend records with his bare hands. Able to tell tall tales in a single breath. It's Super D's. Yes, Super D's. Strange visitor from another neighborhood with powers and abilities far below those of mortal male and female people. And who, disguised as Rick D's, mild-mannered disc jockey and morning entertainer for KHJ, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the pursuit of loose women.
Good morning. Time now is exactly 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Wait,
I'm having a soul attack. Wait a minute. Oh, Ricky, baby.
Well, apparently, and I'm very sad to say, it didn't go as well as they had expected. For one thing, Red Fox didn't show up.
What?
He said he had back trouble.
Wait a minute.
And the co-host...
Wait, he's the producer of the entire thing.
That's right. He was also a co-host and a producer, Red Fox.
Didn't show up for his own telethon.
No.
Sounds like Glenn Campbell for his golf tournament.
And co-host Sammy Davis Jr., whose talents were available on videotape alone.
Hey, let's hear it for Sammy.
Yeah.
And Muhammad Ali and author Alex Haley, wherever they were not there also. This is in the Herald Examiner today. So I'm sorry they didn't raise that $1 million they had hoped to, but they did raise $140,000 in pledges, so that's not bad.
That's not bad at
all. In this time of hard money and tight things.
Don't speak anymore. You're going to get into trouble.
Oh.
You're not reading it, so you're going to get in trouble just speaking off the cuff.
Yes, I have to write everything down.
Yeah, I know.
I could read my dress labels.
Oh, go ahead, do that.
Gucci, 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 Gucci.
Hey, Rick?
Yes?
This is Connie. And I want you to know... Do I make myself clear?
New on the job. Even if you've been through bankruptcy.
Well, my friend Rick Dees runs a mighty fine show.
The Crystal Organ. Hello across the fruited plain. I'm coming here today in my candy apple red Eldorado because I only make $80,000 a year. Thanks to you. Hello, Gardena. Hello, Hawthorne. Put your hands on the radio and you will feel the radio. Yeah, I'm standing up here on a chair because I am under heavy medication. I don't know what the heck. Where am I? I'm talking back. Now I'm talking to the microphone. Coming up on 8:30 there. And there's Lee Marshall just setting up his microphone, but I just saw an ad in the paper here that you might be interested in. It said that a guy wanted 2,000 live cockroaches So I called him in Hawthorne. I said, why do you want 2,000 live cockroaches? He said, well, my landlady requested that I leave my apartment the way I found it.
It's raining, it's pouring, and Margaret is boring me to tears. Why do I have to help her career? Here we go.
Oh, this is fun. Disco thighs, I surmise. Look at my eyes, disco bust.
Hey, wait a minute, disco's dead. Don't say disco.
Disco bust.
Don't say disco. A muff is a muff.
Oh, I love my disco bust, disco arms, disco thighs, look at my arms.
Wait a minute, where's this kid coming from? I don't understand. Let's start all over. Hold on. Wait a minute, I can't do this. A muff is a muff is a muff.
Louie.